afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Jacqueline Speaks. We are a faith-based Christian radio show, and what we're going to do for the next 2 to 3 years into eternity is to speak about different things that are going on in people's lives every day. And we're going to have some prominent people come on and speak about their expertise in health, relationships, employment, criminal justice, and a host of other topics. So today we have Shelly Ann Gordon, and she is the owner of Say Yes to Passion. And she will discuss with us how to determine your passion. Now, as a wife and mother of two teenage boys, Ms. Gordon works a full-time corporate executive job and still has the time to assist others in determining what their passion is. Now, I want you to listen to this interview as we discuss some of the key areas to look for when saying yes to passion. 2015 is a new year. Let's discover how we can live a more fulfilled life for now and in the future. Mrs. Gordon, are you on the line?
Jacqueline, I'm back. I think I was just cut off, but I'm here.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for dialing back in, Mrs. Gordon. How are you today?
I am doing awesome and looking forward to having the conversation with you and your wonderful listeners. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, I was interested in your company, Say Yes to Passion. Can you talk to us about the passion explosion for 2015? What is it all about? What do you want to say to the audience today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so first I want to just take a step back and tell you about my journey to discovering what passion is all about. Probably about 2 years ago, I reached a point in my life where, for me, things weren't going as well as I had hoped. I was depressed. I was down. I was feeling like life had no meaning. And then I started on this journey to discovering my passion. And as I was on this journey to discover my passion, I discovered something called a passion test, which is a simple process that helps me and helps many others to discover not only what your passion is, but how do you put that into action and take measurable steps to creating the life that you want. And that's ultimately what we're here for, to live the best life that we can. So that's really what it's all about, discovering your purpose, your passion, and ultimately being happy and fulfilled in the life that God has created you to be.
I have a question, Shelly Ann. How long ago did this start? And from the time you started to, let's say, maybe about a year ago, what type of changes did you go through?
Well, this started right at the end, I believe, of 2011. So it's almost 3 years now. And I was searching. And one thing I want to say to your listeners, when you are searching, the law of attraction will bring whatever you're searching for to you, depending on the intensity at which you're searching. So the steps I went through at the time, as I said, I was really depressed. I didn't know. I asked myself the question, why am I here? And I listened to the Steve Jobs speech, and everyone needs to Google it if you haven't heard it, the Stanford speech. And it talked about, if you knew you only had a day to live, would you be living your best life? And I wasn't. So the steps that I took was to find first, to discover, and I like to talk and I like to do webinars myself. So I said, why not create a webinar where I have people who have discovered their passion and find out what it is that they're doing? So the steps I took was to align myself with people who I thought were going in the direction that I wanted to go. So that's the first step I took.
Okay,
ahead.
let's go back for a second. That first step there, finding other people. How did you find other people? Were you searching online? Were there coworkers? Were there family, friends, people in the street? Where did you find these people? Because a lot of times people want to, they want the help. They don't know how to get the help.
Yeah, so what I did, as soon as I got up from that session of crying and self-discovery, wiped my eyes, I went directly to the internet. Strangest place to go, but that's where I went. And I just started searching. I put in a search, and I came across this woman who I had never met before, but just what she was talking about seemed to resonate with me. And I reached out to her. As simple as that. And that's how I've made some very powerful connections. You would not believe that the people who you think you can't connect with, they're willing and open to help you. So I started with the internet.
Mm-hmm. How difficult was it for you to reach out to that person? Because a lot of time that's like a cold call, and some people are just so afraid they just don't know what to do. How did you overcome that fear, or did you have that fear at all?
Well, I didn't have that fear. I just knew at the time, the fear that I was overcome with was staying where I was and remaining that person who was unhappy. So I had the motivation to meet or to reach out to these people, and I did. And every single one of them, granted it was a cold call, but I was able to get in touch with these ladies, and actually there was also a man as well. I got in touch with them, and they reached back out to me. And some of them are multimillionaires, and they made time to talk to a person. So people are willing to help. Just take the first step.
That is absolutely wonderful. So from last year to now, what have you actually been doing?
So I have actually been through a couple of changes. I actually opened a separate, the beginning of 2014, I opened a brick-and-mortar business. Along with that, I also had another job opportunity came up, and I took that, went full speed ahead with that. I'm also working with children as well in my local church. I'm the head of the youth ministry. So I keep very busy, and believe it or not, when you start to follow your passion, opportunities start coming your way at the speed of light. So I have had more opportunities come to me than I am actually able to handle. And that's because when you develop this happiness and this passion, it's actually a tangible thing, like a field that's around you, and people feel it. People actually feel it, and they want to be around you, and they want to give you new opportunities. And that's what I found. So many opportunities have opened up for me in the last year and changes.
Wow, this is absolutely awesome information, Shelly-Ann. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 10-second break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about saying yes to passion. Okay, hold on now, everybody. We are back here with Shelly-Ann Gordon, owner of Say Yes to Passion. She has laid out a groundwork of how do you say yes to passion based on her journey that she had a few years ago. This is absolutely awesome because right now the climate for people are losing their jobs, and they really just don't know where to go. They don't know what they're searching for because people have worked for corporate America for so long. And as you know, when you're working in corporate America, you adopt their ideals and their way of doing things. So people don't really know who they are or what they actually want to do in this life. So this is very, very timely in the beginning of the year because you don't want to go a whole year and then discover this is what my passion is when you've wasted all these other months. So that's why we're tackling this issue first thing today. So Shelly-Ann, now let's talk about something else. Let's talk about your business. How did you actually get started with the passion test?
Right. So it all, as I mentioned, law of attraction is something that really works. So on my webinar, someone asked me the question. They said, you're talking about passion, but can you give me a very simple way, something that's very defined on how I identify my passion, because I don't know what that is. And I didn't have the answer for that question, and I thought about it and thought about it, and I couldn't figure out the answer. And mm-hmm. then about 2 weeks later, I was at a seminar, and I ran into someone, and I decided to have lunch with them. And they started talking about the passion test. And it sounded almost like what I was looking for. But I put that mm-hmm. aside. I went back home. I was on the Internet again searching for something, and up popped a pop-up, and it had the passion test. And I read it, and I said, this is what I need to pursue this. So I actually went to one of the trainings, the certification trainings in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It was a 3-day session where we learned all about how to administer the test, how to work with other facilitators, and that's where it all started. And I've even been connected with some of the facilitators over the course of time. We still remain very good friends. So whenever you're looking, whenever you're searching, there's something that says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You take active
Absolutely.
Steps, and then it happens.
But now for the passion test, I know when we had discussed the passion test, you said that you put on seminars. How long is the seminar for the people?
Right. The seminar lasts about 90 minutes. And really what is done at the seminar, it's really an open forum, so you have a chance to understand what the passion test is about. You have a chance to practice it with other people as well, and also to determine really what the passion test can do for you. So post having that session, what's the next step? You know, how do you define those markers or things that will show you definitively that this you've really reached the point where you're living your passion. So that's the general seminar, but also as well, a lot of the work that I do is one-on-one, working with people, you know, sessions. It's actually a two-session time where we spend together determining specifically for them, tailored for them, you know, what is their passion and what direction should they be taking with their life.
I have another question, Shellyann, because this sounds absolutely awesome. When you're working with people, how easy or how difficult is it to work with people, getting them to understand what it is they want to do? Do they automatically know what it is? And any of these a little tweaking here and there? Or do you have to really, really work with people to get them on the path that they need to be on? How does that work for you?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. I had a gentleman who he had a great deal of difficulty in determining his passion. And the reason why was similar to myself, and I was in the same situation, because many of us, we've spent so much of our lives giving to others and doing other things for other people, and we've put ourselves last. We really have a hard time even grasping the concept of putting ourselves first. So once you get past that roadblock, I would say, then it becomes easy, because intuitively we all are hard-coded. It's in our DNA. God created each of us with a separate fingerprint. We're all uniquely different and geared for a specific purpose. And we innately know what that is, but sometimes it's been covered by so much that it becomes lost. So it depends on the person. Some people are really already at that point where they're ready to take the plunge, and there are others who, because of years of putting themselves last, it takes some time to work through that. But we all can get to that place where we have discovered why we're here.
That's interesting. Are you just dealing with adults? Do you have any sessions with teenagers or young adults?
Well, currently just with adults, but there is actually for people who want to become facilitators for teens and adults, that's actually a separate certification. For young teens, I'm sorry, for teens and children, there's also a separate certification for that. There's one for animals as well, believe it or not, and there's one for businesses. So they're all, you know, they're different levels, and You know, my specialty is with dealing with older people, but again, there's also the passion test and their facilitators who deal with children, with animals, and with businesses.
I think this is absolutely wonderful information. We want to make sure that we let our callers know where you're located or how you have your business set up so that they can contact you, because there's always going to be that one person that's out there that says yes to passion, and they're going to want to get their life together for 2015.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to give you my my email, which is actually yestopassion@gmail.com. You can reach out to me, Shelly-Ann, and also I can share with your listeners as well. They can call me directly as well, and we can set up some time to talk through determining what their passion is. And I can, if you want, I can give it on the line, or you can send it out separately.
Yes, you can give it out on the line, because we want to make sure everybody gets the information, because there's going to be somebody out there that's going to say yes to passion.
Absolutely. So my telephone number is 973-873-1065. That's 973-873-1065. And my email is yestopassion@gmail.com.
Shelly-Ann, how do you do all of this with a family? Because I know you're married and you have two teenage boys. How does this work with you? Juggling all of this stuff, I know it has to be difficult, or maybe it's not. Can you let us know how it is for you?
Yeah, for me, it's not difficult at all, because I love everything that I do. And I can tell you each piece of who I am, I enjoy. I enjoy being a mother. I enjoy working with the children in the church. I enjoy working with people. That gives me incredible energy. And usually when people feel frustrated or, you know, they're overwhelmed, or it's because something that they're doing is really not aligned with their passion. So as long as the things that you're doing are aligned with your passion, they will actually give you an incredible amount of energy. So it's I enjoy life. I wake up each day with fresh enthusiasm to take on the day. So that's where it is.
Well, Shelly-Ann, we have to take one more station break before we wrap up our call. Just hold on tight. We're back here with Shelly-Ann Gordon from Say Yes to Passion. This is an awesome, awesome business that Ms. Gordon has. She is actually helping hundreds of people determine what their passion is so that they live a more fulfilled life. As we know, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that in corporate America that are losing their jobs every day. We just heard that Sears is going to be closing 235 of their stores worldwide, and JCPenney is going to be closing either 40 or 45 stores worldwide. So that means there's going to be a lot of people out there out of work. But we don't want people just to go back into the workforce. We want people to be fulfilled in life. And the only way that they can do that is discovering who they are, what their talents are, and saying yes to that passion. So, Shelly-Ann, is there anything else that you want to share with the audience about Say Yes to Passion?
Yes, I want to just share a couple of things, not just in general, as you think about your passion and your life and being happy, which is where passion really leads to being happy. And the first thing I wanted to mention is don't compare yourself to anyone else. When you find out what it is that you want, you go after it with as much vigor and enthusiasm as possible. Just be 100%, take 100% responsibility for your life. Don't blame anyone. Wherever you are in life, you take responsibility for your actions and then move forward from that point on. And taking responsibility, taking action begins with just what we're talking about, figuring out before you go off into a tangent or you decide to just start doing activities to find out really what makes you tick and then align yourself with what that is. And you will be amazed at the things that will come your way, as I mentioned, opportunities, jobs. Even though people are losing their jobs, There are jobs available out there, but not every job is for everyone. And then mm-hmm. you could start your own business. And your job even can become a business if it's something that you love. But that's what the base is. Don't live another day of your life doing something that you do not enjoy, because that's not why God created us.
Well, Shellyann, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you on our show. I'm looking forward to us working together and putting on a Yes to Passion seminar where we can have maybe a whole day of helping people get back onto the right track. I look forward to doing that hopefully sometime in the near future with you.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it, too. Thank you so much, Jack.
You're welcome. Now, Shellyann, again, we want to make sure our listeners have your information. Give them your email address and also your phone number for contact.
Absolutely. That phone number is 973-873-1065, and the email is yes2passion, yestopassion, at gmail.com.
Awesome. Now, let me see if we have any callers. Do we have any callers on the line that would like to comment? Okay, I believe they're all taking it in, Shellyann. They're taking it in.
That's right.
The silence is always golden.
That's right.
Well, again, I want to thank you, Shellyann, for coming on Jacqueline Speaks and sharing with us Say Yes to Passion. We want to have you on again soon, real soon, and we want to definitely do some seminars together.
Sounds great, and thanks to all your listeners out there. I'm so excited for Jacqueline as she launches her wonderful radio show. Support her. She's a wonderful woman going places, and thanks again for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Shellyann. Goodbye, everybody, and just stay tuned for the next episode of Jacqueline Speaks. David, I'll call you right back. I'm on a radio show. All right, bye.